In his veto message, Governor Lynch said the proposed bill would siphon public money away from public schools and give it to private ones. He said the budget gaps the plan would create would have to be covered by increases in local property taxes. But the bill's prime sponsor, Republican Senator Jim Forsyth of Stratford, disputes the governor's claims and says the bill would provide low-income students with more choices. He points out the bill passed both the House and Senate with enough votes to override the governor's veto.
And I haven't seen, you know, anybody changing their minds. If anything, support has been firming up.
The Republican-dominated legislature made the tax credit scholarship plan a priority during this last session. Critics, mainly Democrats, call the plan a roundabout attempt to create a voucher system. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.